You're joining us for a story that starts with the tale that a £1.8 billion cash injection for the NHS in England has been announced by the government.
Some of the money is going to improve 20 hospitals in England. Health professionals have criticised Boris Johnson's pledge, saying it's just a fraction of what's really needed. And Labour says there's scepticism about whether the cash boost is new money. Well, on the line now is Chief Executive of the Christian Medical Fellowship, Dr. Mark Pickering. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon.
What's your reaction to this news?
I think any money for the health service is excellent news. But as you've said in your introduction, the health service is a massive operation, and even sums of billions of pounds don't make a lot of difference. And that there's always questions about where that's actually coming from. I guess the bottom line is the NHS is an immensely complex organisation, and we have to have realistic expectations about how much you can achieve by throwing money at it.
And as you said there, it sounds like a lot of money, but considering the amount of hospitals that are across the UK, some are saying it's just a drop in the ocean. Why is that, and would you agree with that?
Well, I haven't done the analysis myself, but I think looking at the proposals that are there for individual units, I'm sure that will make a big difference to those. But then we have to keep in mind that there are so many hospitals across the country that have got problems with their maintenance and need upgrades and new units and that sort of thing. So while it will make a difference to some people that use some hospitals, it's not going to solve all of the problems in the NHS by any means.
And where else do you think the money is most needed outside the maintenance of hospitals?
Well, I think take your pick. You know, the NHS can always use more money. I think, like I said before, it's really more of a call for us to have realistic expectations. The NHS is a fantastic institution. I'm going to be working in the developing world next week, and whenever I come back from a trip like that, I just love the NHS more and more, because you realise what people don't have in other countries. And yet, it's still far from perfect. Sometimes we can make it into a bit of an idol and think that it's got to give us perfect health and instant access to world-class services. And, you know, it does that pretty well. It's an excellent service, but it always has its limitations.
And do you think this money needs to be spent more on people and less on buildings? According to figures, we've got one-third fewer doctors compared to countries like France and Germany.
I think you have to do both. We were just reading in our staff prayers this morning about Joash rebuilding the temple, and there had been in Israel a tendency to focus too much on the actual ministry and not enough on the buildings, and you have to have both. You can't have doctors and nurses performing world-class operations and other care within buildings that are crumbling or that don't work. You know, you need IT infrastructure, and you need to have a balance between the two.
And there has been some criticism saying that it's a politically motivated announcement from Boris Johnson. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, it's natural to take a slightly sceptical view. We've got the option of a no-deal Brexit looming. We don't really know what effect that's going to have. And of course, if there's an election soon, then any prime minister is going to want to have some feel-good announcements to make. I think what's most important for us is that we pray for those in authority, both the Prime Minister, the Health Secretary, and particularly those who are managing and commissioning health services across the country. And we tend to focus just on the doctors and nurses, and they're, of course, incredibly important to the health service. But people who are making day-to-day decisions about where do we spend this money, how do we make it more effective, that are making decisions about staffing and workforce planning. We tend to forget those. There are Christians in the health service making those decisions, and we need to pray for them as well.
And as well as the decision makers and policy makers, how else can we be praying for those in the medical profession at the moment?
Well, I think now's a good week to ask that question. You've got the new foundation, year one doctors, the brand new doctors start on Wednesday this week, I think, and that's always a time of great stress for them, a lot of moving around. I think we can pray for people that we know in our churches, doctors and nurses. They're going to be making difficult decisions often when they're tired and stressed, and we need to make sure that we're supporting them where we can, but also praying that they don't lose their focus on the Lord. Here at the Christian Medical Fellowship, our aim is uniting and equipping Christian doctors and nurses to live and speak for Jesus, and that is incredibly important for any Christians working within the health service. We have to focus on them as people, not just as cogs in the machine.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Mark.